My name is Graham Hall. I'm the Lifeboat Operations Manager here at Benbridge.
It's brand new here, isn't it? And I can tell because it has that lovely new smell.
Yes, it's a brand new boathouse and a brand new boat. When I say brand new, it's been here for a few months, but we are still finally getting the place named and finished and all the rest of it, and it's to us, it's still brand new.
And you're only 36 hours away from a very special guest, aren't you?
Yes, in about 36 hours, Her Royal Highness the Princess Royal is coming here to open the boathouse and to name the boat officially.
Wow. Excited about that?
Oh, yes, we are. I mean, this is a big day in the station's life. We only have days like this about once every 80 years. So, yeah, it's a big day in the station's life. It'll put Benbridge on the map, big time.
What is the difference from a brand new lifeboat such as this I can see now through the glass to an older one, which is, say, 25 years old?
Well, our last boat we had for 25 years, it was what is called a Tyne-class lifeboat, and it was a superb boat, and it's done, as you can see from the service boards up on the wall, it's done a lot of services. In fact, it's saved more lives than all the rest of the boats we've had here put together. And it was a steel boat. The big drawback to the Tyne, if you like, was it was slow. She was a top speed of 17 and a half knots. This boat does 25 knots. It can get there more quickly. It's far more sophisticated electronically, so we can find people more easily, we can do search patterns. And also, the comfort of the crew, or the safety of the crew, is enhanced by the special seating we have on here, whereby that they can strap themselves into a seat which is dynamically stabilised on a hydraulic platform like that. And it really gives them a lot more safety and comfort than they had in the park. Because when you're being tossed about in a force 10 gale and one of those, it's like being chucked in a bottle and thrown over the side. So anything we can do to ease the load on the crew, so much the better. Because, you know, the boat will take the lot. It's what the crew will take is the criteria, really.
Now, I'm intrigued about where the old lifeboat goes to. Is it just scrapped?
No. Our old lifeboat is now in what we call the relief fleet. Because boats need to be refitted, they need to be maintained, they need to be routine, they get damaged in service. We have to keep a fleet of relief boats to fill in, because we never go off station. If a boat's damaged, we try and get another one there within 24 hours to run it. It's in the relief fleet. Now, because we're getting a new fleet of Tamars here, it's getting to the stage where Tyne-class fleet is getting larger than's required. And they are actually, many of them are now have been sold off to the Chinese.
So a boat like this now that I can see, how much are they?
Well, that one cost $2.7 million.
Right.
I understand they're a bit more expensive now, but what isn't? You know, you get a lot of boat for your money. It might sound a lot of money, but they think the hull will last for more than 50 years. It is probably the most sophisticated lifeboat of its type in the world. Does a sterling job. And I mean, what price do you put on lives? It does the job.
Already, it's saved, I looked outside, about 43 lives in a year.
Yeah, well, less than a year, really. Last October to now, and we're only just entering the busy period. You find usually late October, September is our busy period. If you look on the service boards, not only our most rescues, our most intense rescues, where people are coming back from the Channel and their holidays over there, and they have to get back to work, so they tend to leave France in their yachts when perhaps they shouldn't, and get into trouble. And we have a lot of this is our busy period coming up now. From now until October, we'll be working very hard, I don't doubt.